Chapter 20, More Communication Skills. Communication is the glue of relationships. Friendships, marriages, families, and even workplaces rise or fall on how well people communicate. Yet one of the biggest mistakes people make is assuming others can read their minds. The mind reading myth. We think if they really cared, they'd know. Or I shouldn't have to say it. They should just get it. But here's the truth. People aren't mind readers. Not your spouse, not your kids, not your coworkers, not your friends. If you don't say what you want, need, or feel, you can't expect others to guess correctly. And when they don't, frustration builds. Silence creates distance. A lot of pain in relationships doesn't come from betrayal or cruelty. It comes from silence. Instead of speaking up, people assume they guess. They stew quietly, hoping the other person will magically figure it out. Over time, that silence grows into resentment. Eventually, it explodes, often over something small that wasn't the real issue at all. The cure? Say the thing. Speak up respectfully. If you want something, say it. If something bothers you, express it clearly but respectfully. If you appreciate someone, don't keep it to yourself. Tell them. Words are powerful. They can tear down or they can build up. Use them wisely and generously. Think about it. How often do you feel uplifted when someone simply says, "Thank you. I appreciate you." Now imagine how many times you thought that about someone but never said it out loud. You had the chance to build connection, but let it slip by. Don't let silence steal opportunities to strengthen your relationships. A personal note. I'll be honest, I didn't always get this right. There were times early in my marriage and career when I assumed people should just know what I wanted or how I felt. When they didn't, I'd get frustrated. But once I learned to speak up, to say what I meant without playing games, everything shifted. My relationships deepened. Conflicts were resolved faster. And people around me trusted me more because they didn't have to guess where I stood. Clear communication is a gift you give yourself and others. The rule of thumb. Here's my rule of thumb. Don't expect people to read your mind. Don't bottle things up until you explode. Do speak up honestly. Do express appreciation often. Clear, honest communication is always better than leaving things unsaid. Unspoken expectations are premeditated resentments. Reflection exercise. Say the thing. Think of one thing you've been keeping to yourself, a need, a frustration, or an appreciation. Write it down. How can you say it clearly and respectfully? Commit to sharing it with the person this week. Notice what happens when you stop waiting for mind reading and start communicating directly. Chances are the relationship will grow stronger and lighter.